Hall, Lucinda. Battle Creek, Michigan, November 9, 1874. Dear Lucinda, yesterday I spoke 1 hour to the patients and helpers at the Health Institute. I then went into the first white cottage near the Institute to see Sister Sanborn. She is very feeble. She will not linger much longer. She is a great sufferer. I prayed with her, and after I left the room, I saw my husband in the carriage with Addie and May, the first I knew that they had come. There was some fuss made over them, you may believe. In the evening, the house was full of friends to see our little mountain girls. All think them very nice, sweet children. The children were very much disappointed in not seeing you. They say, just as soon as Mrs. Hall hears we are here, I know she will come right on, for she wants to see us so much. They were greatly pleased to see Rosetta, who made them dolls, and they were rejoiced to see Willie. I took them into the printing office to see the press work, which pleased them much. Do you know, Lucinda, we have some idea of getting a little further out of town on the Beardsley place, this side of Mr. Kane's. We shall not bring it around, perhaps, this winter. We hope you will come back here as soon as you can, for we do want to see you so very much. Write to us as often as you can. Burley Salisbury is sick with fever. Others at Battle Creek are tolerably well. Brother Brownsberger will be married in about 1 week to Sister Camp, and then we shall have one less boarder. I am getting Lily Lane to make me a new broadcloth cloak. I cut it out, and she has nearly completed it. My husband says he thought certain writings and articles of his were brought in his trunk, but he cannot find them. Do you know anything about these writings? If so, write immediately. My husband and myself have had much care. We feel it some. The reason we contemplate purchasing the Beardsley farm is that we may get away where everybody and everything cannot reach us. In haste.